to understand the overarching picture of what's going on, you have to go back to Genesis 3. To understand the overarching picture of what's happening, you have to go back to Genesis 3. Whether it's in your home, on the job, whether it's in church, whether it's in politics, whether it's the stock market, no matter what it is, you have to go back to Genesis 3. Now, what happened in Genesis 3? You got Adam and Eve, and you got the devil. So the devil, what happened was he stole the authority from Adam, pretty much. But he did it through the weaker link. Eve was in the deception. Nevertheless, she shall be saved in childbearing. Adam, he was not fooled, but he had to go down with the ship to save Eve, right? Because their offspring, the lineage or the seed, had to come through. So he had to do what he had to do. So Adam had to go down with the ship to rescue this whole situation, right? That's another message in itself. But anyway, what happened at the in Genesis 3 is happening today. So if I was just to plain out tell you that this is why you're having issues, you wouldn't be able to accept it. But if I can show it with Adam and Eve, I can show it today. So everything that happened in Genesis 3 is happening right now. Everything that happened in Genesis 4 is happening right now. Everything that happened in Romans 1, 2, 3, 4 is happening right now. It's all happening right now, every moment of every day. And the reason is, it's because it's a reproduction. Be fruitful and multiply. It's a reproduction. Everything's a reproduction. Reproduce. So the farming, the making babies, manufacturing, movies, theaters, everything's a reproduction. And once you know that, even time is a reproduction. So once you know that, you can pretty much know all things, because you go back to Genesis 3 and you go back to the cross if you have questions. And so you see that Eve, because she was she became the first witch. So Eve became a fractal of the devil, the mindset of the devil. She received the wrong spirit. She didn't have sex with the devil. She had spiritual sex. She received the wrong spirit. That's why that says she eats and wipes her mouth and says she's done no wickedness. She received the wrong spirit. Palm readers today and sorcerers and all that stuff, they received the wrong spirit. They didn't receive Jesus, they received the Antichrist spirit. The Buddhism and all that stuff. Witchcraft, witches, warlocks. So Genesis 3 is where it all happened. So why did Eve want to usurp God? She thought she could be God. She thought she could be like God, wanted to be God. And the devil, that's what he thought. He wanted to be like God. The devil wanted to usurp God. You might say, well, is the devil female? No, but the devil plays a feminine role, because the creation is feminine compared to God, because God is all-powerful. Creation follows God. Creation follows God's program. He's the author, he's the writer, and the Cleo land is the responder. So a lot of people say, well, the devil's female. No, the devil's not female. There's There's no male and female in the angels. He's not an angel, but you know what I'm saying, in the spirit beings. And so, but he's a created being. So all creation is weaker than God. And so the devil was made perfect, and he got some pride you have to understand types of shadows, is my point. So what happened to Eve? She did the same thing. As she got prideful. So you see the Gentile women, they think they get all this attention from men because they got their curves and their nice body and their nice outfits, and they got attention, so they get all prideful that everybody's looking at them, you know. Some of the singers said, look at me, or it's all about me. Most of their songs are about self-glory and look at me, you know. Me, 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 me. But if you think about it, when God makes a creature, he's not going to make a creature that's not woven together, fitly framed, you know. God is going to make really good creatures because he's God. That's why man can't understand the human body. They're trying to figure it out. And all systems that they create, whether it's AC systems or heating and air systems or whatever it is they base it on the body, you know. The pumps, the heart, the pumps that man creates. Everything's actually based on the human body or the creation. Every invention that man comes up with. So anyway, long story short, every problem that you ever see or have had, it goes back to Genesis 3. Are you trying to usurp authority? Is somebody around you trying to usurp authority? When you get authority, you know, when Eve tried to usurp authority over Adam, and then when she got authority, she's going to be abusive. Because if you're in a position you're not supposed to be in, you're not able to handle it, so you're going to be abusive, right? You're going to be a bully or abusive, or you're going to be treating people bad because that's not where you belong. You're trying to put on a pretense that that's where you belong when it's not really where you belong. So the only way to stay in that position is to be abusive. But if that's your true calling, you know how to do it without being abusive, you know? It always goes to the extreme. When you step out of God's will, you go to the extreme, either extreme right or extreme left. And so when Eve knows her proper position, she submits. And when Adam knows his proper position, he treats the wife right. You know, in Ephesians 5, it talks about it. The employees submit. The boss is not a mean ruler and so forth. You know what I'm talking about. And the children obey, and the parents don't provoke the children to wrath and so forth. So anyway, long story short, there's a balance there. But when people try to change the roles of the way they were created, everything goes upside down and goes ballistic, you know, goes crazy, and it goes off kilter. So everything gets off kilter. And so you know that Eve slept with the devil spiritually, so you know that the Jezebel spirit is what she had. They're going to be sleeping around, the witches and the warlocks. They're going to be running the streets, running from house to house, sleeping around. And it don't have to be Eve. It could have been Adam. When Adam's in the old Adam, he's going to do the same thing. But when Adam's in the new Adam, he doesn't do that. He gets right. The old Adam and the old Eve are nothing but sin. Now the new Adam and the new Eve, they might mess up, but the righteous fall 7 times but get back up. So anyway, long story short, I got to cut this off. every issue that you ever have seen or dealt with or dealing with is that Genesis 3 fractal. And so you see the offspring of Adam and Eve when they sinned is they had Cain versus Abel. So then came the cube. That's when the cube kicked in. But God had already prepared the cube for them to live in. So when they dropped down into the cube, they only saw face-to-face fighting and division. But before they dropped down into the cube, even though you're in the cube, you're also in the spirit at the same time. But it's all what's in you. If you're in the flesh mind, you're just going to be fighting and dividing. If you're in the spirit mind, you're going to be in unity. And so that unity in the spirit can actually exist right now in the body of Christ. But the rest of the world is divided. And we know that that has to exist because you got Cain and Abel. Because until they get born again, they're going to be in division down here in this system. And so, because time is the cube, you know. It's a repeat. And so the flesh is the cube. It's the dicey. And so, long story short, what am I saying? I am saying that everything goes back to Genesis 3. Oneness in the spirit can happen once you get saved with other saints, spirit-filled saints, but you're going to have be fruitful and multiply. You're going to reap what you sow down here spiritually or fleshly. Can't escape it. You're going to reap what you sow in this system.